Good afternoon. I realize that this is really unsettling and jarring and challenging. The basic story of what has happened is we believe that earlier this afternoon, St. John's was a victim of a swatting call, and the Danvers police were informed that there was an active shooter in Brother Benjamin Hall. At this time, police are searching all of our campus buildings. Our students are all convening under the commencement tents, and we are all with them, comforting them, talking with them. No one, there are no injuries at this point in time, and we are working on the process of accounting for everyone and making sure that everyone is safe. We followed our procedures of lockdown. The moment that we got wind of what was happening, our entire campus locked down. A full response of Danvers Police, the NEMLAC Area Trauma Response Unit, Massachusetts State Police, and a number of other law enforcement units responded in an abundance of caution to secure our campus. We appreciate the anxiety, we appreciate the concern, but at this point in time, there are no injuries, everyone is safe, and the police are searching our campus. We are asking parents at this time to stage at the Stop and Shop parking lot on Route 62 in Danvers. As the police search our building and give us the clear to start the process to dismiss students, we will do that and let you know the process via a phone call or via another webinar. We would ask that we know there's a number of people that aren't able to be on this webinar right now, but for those who are, that if you could please spread the word. The most important thing to note is everyone is safe. There are no injuries on campus. Our campus is being searched by the police at this point in time in an abundance of caution. We are staging and gathering all of our students, our faculty and staff under the commencement tent at this time. While I realize that everybody wants to come to campus, we ask that you please stage at the Stop and Shop Plaza on Route 62 in Danvers. Members of the Marblehead Police Department are there. Once we have a clear plan for dismissing everyone, we will communicate that with people via the phone call system or via another webinar or via email. We appreciate your patience, understand your concern and anxiety, and ask that you please pray for the law enforcement people that are here, pray for our students and our staff, and pray for each other as we realize that this is a challenging and traumatic experience for everyone to go through. Thank you again for your support. We will be continuing to use webinars as a way to get information out, so please pay attention to your emails and texts, and we will share information via webinar. Thank you.